USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The World Health Organization is posting a single-day record of new confirmed coronavirus cases, over 200,000. The record comes as many nations struggle with new waves of infections after loosening their restrictions. Emergency rooms are once again being overcrowded. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti.
Past generations literally ran into battlefields or on protest lines and gave up everything, paid the ultimate sacrifice to fight for their values. What am I asking you to do? Wear a mask.
In Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis says his state is taking necessary steps to handle the increase in cases.
We've also deployed a large number of healthcare personnel that the state had been working with or had on contract. And so some of those have been deployed to places like South Florida, the Tampa Bay area.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service can adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
A federal judge in Maryland ordered the Trump administration to accept new applications for the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals on Friday. Since President Trump began his efforts to terminate the program in 2017, the government hasn't accepted any new applications. The Trump administration has allowed existing DACA recipients, undocumented immigrants brought to the U.S. as children, to continue to receive the protections. Last month, though, the Supreme Court ruled that the president's attempts to terminate DACA was arbitrary and capricious, as well as unconstitutional. The judge said the Trump administration must enforce DACA according to its status before they can make efforts to terminate it. The organization that sued to enforce DACA, CASA, said this on Twitter. This DACA decision reaffirms what we know. The Trump administration's heartless attempt to terminate the DACA program was illegal, and they must immediately begin accepting new DACA applications. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
New details have now been released about Dale Earnhardt Jr. He helped save his family in a 2019 plane crash. With more on this story, here's USA's Chris Bonds.
A new report reveals how NASCAR great Dale Earnhardt Jr. and his family escaped a fiery plane crash in Tennessee last year. Documents from the NTSB say the pilot forced open the door to save them as the cabin filled with smoke and flames. It's known that the landing gear on the plane had failed as it tried to touch down, but a final report from the agency has not yet been released. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Major League Baseball is ready to start, but the Blue Jays are being forced to find a new home. USA Radio's John Hunt has the story.
With Major League Baseball kicking off their official season this week, the Blue Jays won't play their home games in Toronto this year because Canada's government doesn't think it's safe for players to travel back and forth from the United States. Immigration Minister Marco Mendocino said the federal government has denied the Blue Jays' request to play at the Rogers Center. The team's alternate sites for home games include their training facility in Dunedin, Florida, which is among the states that are virus hotspots, as well as Saline Field in Buffalo, New York, which is home to Toronto's AAA affiliate, and just across the Niagara River from Canada. The Blue Jays are scheduled to start their season July 24th at Tampa Bay. Their home opener was set for 5 days later against Washington.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.